The University of Healing. 36 years old or 63 years old? Yeah, back in 1948, I first started to dream about the University of Healing and started to put ideas in motion for it, and that's when I gave birth to it, but it didn't really bloom until the years went by. In 1975, we incorporated it, but before that, I had done so many things to try to bring the University of Healing to life. I sought to start the university at various places and told different people about it, told different organizations about it, and wanted to represent it and have it be something wonderful, have it be that which I had in my mind, in my heart. And it just did not work. For some reason, it did not come about. Now, life is like that. Life is like that. Yes, from 63 to 36 years. For 36 years, we have been incorporated here in the state of California as a nonprofit, religious, educational corporation that has been doing wonderful work. We have students all over the world. And on October 15th, we'll celebrate our 36th birthday from 1975 when we first incorporated here. And on October 15th, we will know that many wonderful things have happened. Many wonderful people have joined the university and taken the courses all over the world. They are now taking it and enjoying it and learning by it and suffering under it. And what do I mean by suffering under it? But that's just what they're doing. It seems as though whenever we do anything, it's a funny thing, but it seems as though whenever we do anything, we are learning to let go of the past and live in the present. As we let go of the past, we find it rather painful sometimes because we learned our lesson, but we didn't really learn it. Now, one of the major lessons of the University of Healing is to be yourself and have fun. It's the law of cause and effect. And this has caused strife and unhappiness for so many people because they do not want to be responsible for who they are. They do not want to be responsible for the acts that they take and the words that they speak and the thoughts that they think. Oh, those thoughts that we think, how powerful they are and how destructive they are to us. But we can be responsible for those thoughts by training ourselves every little bit to speak the truth, to always stand up for principle, to always stand up for I like me, to always stand up for this is a wonderful world. Now, that's a terrible thing to stand up for, this wonderful world, when you look around yourself and you see that it's not a wonderful world. Well, train yourself to look around yourself and see that it is a wonderful world. Train yourself to look around and see that it is a very special, fantastic place. Train yourself to be aware that the world in which you live is really wonderful. Now, for 36 years we've been training this, and we've seen many wonderful things happening during that time. We have seen people's lives change. We have seen people claiming wholeness for themselves. We've seen people enjoying abundance. We've seen people doing wonderful things. And we ourselves are living a wholesome, happy, hearty life with many wonderful things taking place in our world. And how joyously we accept all the good that is ours. And all the good is ours right now. And all the world is ready to shower it upon us. Hey, the world showers it upon us? No, we shower it upon ourselves. We shower it upon ourselves. The abundance of the universe is all about us, and it's up to us to let it go, release it, accept it, and make it part of our world. And we make it part of our world by doing one beautiful thing. We name it and we claim it. Now, there are many people who have named it and claimed it, and then they say, oh, but I've got this problem, oh, but I've got that problem, and their claim is not honored. Their claim is not fulfilled that they say they are whole and perfect, and then they act like they're ill. They claim that they're abundant, and then they act like they're poverty-stricken. Yes, it's quite a world that we live in. And it's quite an adventure that we go through. And it's an adventure that anyone can go through and anyone can have if you wish. Now, we'll never know if the university really was born in 63 years ago, back in 1948. We'll never really know that, because when an idea gives birth, it doesn't necessarily come forth full bloom. It sometimes lets itself reveal itself beautifully, wonderfully, gently. And are you ready to reveal it beautifully, wonderfully, and gently? If you are, it's ready to shine forth in your life right now as a wonderful, joyous, fantastic experience. I say claim it. Name it and claim it. You say, I accept. And it is done. Oh, yes, indeed. It is done. I love you. I love you. Happy birthday, University of Healing.